You have a big event coming up this weekend, don't you?
Yes, we do. We've got, my good buddy, old Johnny Kugler, passed away about a year ago on May 5th. And so we're doing a memorial ride just to keep his memory going and stuff. And we're going to be meeting up at the by the hot tub store on West 3rd Street, 210-208 West 3rd. And we're just going to have there's no cost to anything. And, you know, if you want to come in a car, pick up, I told one guy a boat, you know. But obviously there's no water. But anyway, we're going to be riding our bikes and stuff. And we're going to do a little route and just kind of memorialize Johnny. Mm-hmm. And he was such a great guy. We talked almost every day. And, there's sometimes I still can't believe that he's gone, mm-hmm. you know. But bounce a lot of different things off each other, and mm-hmm. and you know, like I said, he was a caring guy for the whole community. You know, he would help you out as much as he could and doing anything there was. So we just want to keep his memory alive and keep it going. And so we're gonna meet down at on 210 West 3rd. This Saturday at 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. and then we're going to kickstands will go up at 11, so we're going to take off then, and then we've got a route going, you know, going to head up by Juanita and do a little loop around and stuff, but we're going to have free hot dogs and chili dogs. He always liked his chili dogs. And so, anyway, when we get back, there'll be refreshments and food and stuff like that. And, you know, like I said, we're just going to try to – we've got some friends coming up from Louisiana. We've got people coming from Colorado that used to work with them out there at the plant out there. And just, you know, a lot of people that are trying to keep his memory alive, you know.
John had a – billion friends and associates over the years, didn't he?
Yeah, you know, and I mean, even, you know, we're talking about here in McCook, the motorcycle thing, but, you know, even in his high school years, his old buddies, and of course, in the hot air balloon world, you know, mm-hmm. he is, you know, everybody knows John Kugler. He's in the Smithsonian with the container that Steve flew around the world, you know. He was a great guy and had his hands in a lot of different cool things.
I'm sure when you get back, story time, huh? When you guys get just after the ride and everything, get back to your place and eat a little bit, refreshments, I'm sure the John Kugler stories will be coming out.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them. I mean, you know, from Sturgis to, mm-hmm. you know, we went a trip one time and to Vegas, and the wife couldn't go. And so I said, Johnny, you want to go to Vegas? He goes, well, sure. So we went out there, and we rode the roller coaster in New York, and we just hung out and had a great time. He really meant a lot to me and a lot of people. And you'll see that by the amount of people that are going to show up on Saturday. So, you know, if you don't have anything going on, it's going to be a little cooler when we start, mm-hmm. but it's going to warm up. I think it's 75 or so. Something like that on Saturday afternoon. So, you know, please join us if you can. Car, truck, you know, like I said, motorcycle. Just show up. And even if you don't want to go on the ride, just stop by and say hi and share some of the stories. It's going to be a great celebration.
I'm sure you still keep in touch with the rest of the family, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and of course, being right next door to the corporate office, you know, go over there quite a bit and say hi to the guys and stuff over mm-hmm. there. So, he's definitely missed. Mm-hmm. He was a huge part of the community and part in my life. So, anyways, I thought it'd be something kind of cool to do. And
try to make it a yearly event maybe every year at this time.
Yep, I think so. Yeah. You know, and one guy said, well, I hope it isn't rain. I said, another guy said, I'll ride in the rain if this will rain.
If it makes it rain, we'll do this every year at this time.
That's right, yeah. So, anyway, I think we're probably going to try to do it a yearly thing. So
cool.
It'll be good. So
meet at your place at what time again?
10 o'clock, and then we're going to leave at 11. So,
right.
And then, like I said, there'll be refreshments and food and stuff afterwards. And and tables and chairs and all that kind of stuff. So
that'd be cool if you get a chance to see, as you said, with his buddies from his ballooning days and stuff like that. You guys don't see those guys hardly at all, probably anymore, do you?
Not too much. Yeah. You know, a lot of them were starting to get up there in the years. And
not spring chickens, are we?
Yeah, I know, including myself here.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, yeah, we'll have a great time. And I think there's going to be 60 or 70 bikes that are going to show up, and so I think it'll be a great celebration of life. So
you bet you're going to get a bunch of people.
I hope so.
You bet. Yeah. Take lots of pictures for folks that maybe can't be there. Take lots of folks post photos and post it, because folks, you know, still want to see it.
That's right. Yeah. We'll definitely keep his memory going. That's for sure.